Welcome to 100 Ways, your simple reminder that you are home wherever you are and that everything is right the way it is right now. I'm your host, Laura Christine, fellow explorer of consciousness and this amazing, beautiful world. Let's get curious, dive into the duh, and find out what's here for us today. How can you be home in yourself when the structure within which you live is built on keeping you away from home in yourself?
Yes, that is where social justice meets all paths lead home.
Welcome to 100 Ways. This is your daily exploration of self and soul. I'm your host and fellow explorer, Laura Christine. Let's dive in and find our way home. I have my friend Mike with me today. I'm going to tell him a quote from Florence Scovel Shinn I've been telling you all about because I keep mentioning her. And we're going to talk about it.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you for being here with us.
Glad to be here.
I'm stoked. Okay. This is talking about loss or feeling like you lost something or something was taken from you. This is what Florence Scovel Shinn would say, so your subconscious just gets this instead of the idea of loss. There is no loss in divine mind. Therefore, I cannot lose anything which belongs to me. It will be restored, or I receive its equivalent. Right?
Yeah, if only the conscious mind worked with such wisdom.
Well, that's why you bring it into your conscious mind first.
Thus the quote.
And then it's just like, oh yeah, a reminder of, oh yeah, I actually can't lose that.
All right. So what does that mean for a grieving process? Is grieving still something that we need to engage in?
I so love that you went there. I think so.
I think grieving's really important.
I think it is too. And I don't think this is talking about like grieving. Actually, yeah, no, I don't think the context here is about like losing a person or something like that, but it's more of a, I want to be, okay. The whole thing, the whole concept is like freedom. I want to be free. I want to be free.
Free from what?
Just free.
Or maybe you don't have to be free from something in order to be free.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
So if I feel like, say I lose my job. I mean, I just got it, but say...
Home Depot can't do without you. Please.
But say I lose my job and I'm freaking out because I'm like, that was my job. It was like I possessed this thing, which do we really possess anything, Mike? Really?
We think we do.
Yeah, exactly.
At least the feelings of security.
And then again, not freedom, because if we're attached to anything, we are not free. So if I lose my job and I'm just like, oh my God, I lost my job. Well, okay, but in the divine mind, there is no loss because everything is whole. So what is mine is for me and will be in my life, is in my life. I lost my job because it wasn't my job to have at that time.
Ooh, okay. So as a social worker, I bring in a social justice perspective. So what happens when there are forces aligned against
you?
Because of who you are. If you are part of an oppressed class, what does it mean to lose something? What if it's actually being taken away? And what if that's actually a social justice issue? Can you let it go so easily?
Well, I don't think anyone can let things go so easily, really.
Should you let it go so easily?
It depends on what it is.
Sometimes that's where social change comes from. The struggle that we try not to engage in on individual level, on a systemic level, that struggle can lead to social change. So what place does this equanimity have in larger systems?
Sorry about the creaks that my chair is making. If we bring it down to the energetic level, any consciousness that we bring to anything keeps it alive and living and growing. So this universal law works for every single person. No one's a special little snowflake that it won't work for. Therefore, it's like if you continue to focus on what is being taken, it will continue to be. It will continue to exist. If we can switch the focus to what is true, which is that each individual is whole and worthy and deserving of their own prosperity. So it's like, you know how they say, if you're not, okay, I'm not going to butcher this, but it's like, if you're not crazy enough to think that you can change the world, you won't, or you can't. Mm,
okay.
That's an individual thing. Individuals change the world. On an energetic level, it doesn't matter what's happening in your life or what's going on. You yourself can be free.
Could we return to individuals change the world?
Sure.
Because the way that we have narrated social change tends to be based on individuals. But when you actually look at the process that happens, it's more of a community-based effort at change. We talk about history in terms of the individual. We're all about the primacy of a few people. But when you look at the structures that supported those people, we often see a rather large, complex, and motivated social structure.
Yeah. Started by individuals that grouped together individually. So we talk about spiritual revolution starts with each individual.
Okay.
So I don't have an answer far as how do we change the system, because yes, I would love to change the system right now. I'd love to go in there and say, you guys are all doing it wrong. We need to change it now. Your question is really good. And I'm so glad that we started this conversation about loss.
We could bring it back to loss.
We could bring it back to loss, but I think this issue is pretty important. And it's also one that a lot of people are talking about and want to join the conversation on. How do you get home in yourself? That's what this whole podcast, you know, all paths lead to home, or all roads lead to home. How can you be home in yourself when the structure within which you live is built on keeping you away from home in yourself?
Yes, that is where social justice meets all paths lead home. Sometimes the system is designed to make your paths directly diverge from home.
Exactly. And yet we see how many people look like they're straying so far from the path. Maybe they get into addiction or something else, some kind of a crisis. And that's what it took for them to get free.
So this recently came up in something I was listening to, where people who were able to experience a tremendous amount of change after a really difficult event, say like an illness, were able to be grateful for the illness because it became their pathway to change.
Right. The biggest issue I see energetically with all of the social justice, well, first of all, the mind. I mean, it's so much a mind thing, and then it gets into remaining the victim. It's not that it isn't warranted, but again, that energy of being the victim is going to keep the imbalance.
Mm-hmm.
It's a balance of honoring it and then moving forward. Where do we go from here? Because you can keep being pissed off, but it's not going to make anything change. And it's certainly not going to free you. That's why I said it starts with the individual, or the world changes because of individuals. One person at a time recognizing how to be free in themselves will ripple out and help their brothers and sisters. Now, I always love starting these episodes with some kind of idea and then seeing where that idea takes us. I just love how the different perspectives that flow through humans merge, combine, contrast. This was awesome, really awesome. And I know that we barely scratched the surface of this gigantic, gigantic subject. It may have triggered something in you, and if so, no worries. Let me know what triggered, because I'd love to talk more about this. I feel like this world is so unjust. I'm a Libra, and it's hard for me to be alive on this planet because I'm all about everyone having an equitable experience, everyone being able to have the freedom to even understand these concepts that I bring up. And I know that people are born into what they are born into. And sometimes taking an ultra spiritual perspective of, well, they must have lifetimes of karma where this is their lesson. And maybe that's helpful for some people, but I know it's not helpful for most people, especially those who haven't even been introduced to these spiritual principles or the ideas of all is actually one. There are way too many people born into survival mode. It's really hard to be spiritual when you're in survival mode. And even if you think you are, most people aren't. I'm just going to say it how I feel it. So please join the conversation. Let me know where you think I'm wrong, think I'm right, what you would add to this conversation, where you would take it, because I am completely open to hearing whatever that is and exploring it for myself, with others, possibly with you. Feel free to leave me a message if you know how to do that. If you don't, connect with me on Instagram, 100 Ways Podcast. 100 is like the number, 100. I go on there infrequently, but I will see it eventually. Yeah, add to this conversation. And then swinging it back around to loss, the premise really is that nothing that is yours can you even lose. Anything that is not yours, you really can't have. So I prefer to open myself to what is mine by divine right, and then allowing myself to not want what isn't mine by divine right. Like, if it's not mine, I don't want it. That's where I sit with that. Where I sit with the social justice thing is probably different than most people. And yet it is from a place of deep compassion and utter pain to see how people torture people. It's incredible to me how much pain people can inflict on fellow human beings, let alone the earth, animals, and all of that. So add to the conversation at laurachristine.us/contact. I look forward to hearing from you. You can support the show at buymeacoffee.com/100ways. You can also book yourself a reading. And until next time, I'm sending all the love and then some more and more and more and more. We'll talk tomorrow. Thank you for exploring with me today. I would love to continue this conversation with you. We can do that at laurachristine.us. You'll find contact in the menu, or you can go to laurachristine.us/contact, and you'll be taken right to it. Let's dive in a little deeper and see how fully we can flow with the duh. Thank you for being here. I would love to hear from you. Go to laurachristine.us to let me know your thoughts on this. And remember, as Rumi said, there are hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the ground. Also, you can't fuck it up. I said that.